I can start people on the path. I could give them, you know, eat more of these foods, eat less of these foods. Here's some ways to manage your stress. Try some breathing exercises. Try some stress management. I could give them some postural exercises to do. I could talk to them about setting up their desk, their workstation. I could talk about sleeping postures. All the things that I would do as if I had a headache patient come in and see me.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. We're leading a healthcare revolution by showing natural health and fitness experts how to become community influencers so they can build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, easily actionable expert branding and heart-centered marketing strategies so you can flood your practice with high-quality patients, building a healthier and happier community. And now your hosts, Angus Pike and Tony Rose.
Well, welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. T, how are you?
I'm great, dude. Great. Great to be with you.
We've got an alonicide.
Alonicide. Yep. A biosode.
Why? Right. Okay.
I don't know.
Got it.
Not disclosing anything that you already know, of course.
I'd be a surprise to any of our listeners at all there. So today is action-packed. We're going to get down and dirty in the weeds. And give you, because we get these questions all the time in terms of people wanting to get into an online strategy to reach out, to start to meet new people, to attract new patients, to build authority and build trust in their communities. But it's like, okay, I get the concept of it, but what does it look like? So today's going to be very tactical.
Absolutely. It's not just what does it look like, but how do we go about it? You know, what are some action steps? So Let's get to it.
So we've got a compendium. Is that a word? We've got a handout that goes along with this anyway. So if you're sitting in your car listening to this at the moment, walking the dog, whatever you're doing there too, then take all this in, and then I want you to head on over to adiomedia.com/2steps. So the number 2 and then spelled it STEPS.
Two steps.
And if you're confused by that, then head along to the show notes and there'll be a link there also.
Perfect.
Okay. So any marketing really should be about this. It should be, in fact, here's the first concept I really want you to understand, is the more people know, like, and trust you in your community, the busier your office will be. The more the phone will ring, the more consistent your flow of new patients will be. So the absolute goal above and beyond anything else of your community outreach, of your social media, regardless of the platform, is just this. So when you think about in 2019, how do I have more people know, like, and trust me? And that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about a two-step process to that.
Absolutely.
So the commodity that is missing more now than ever in this digital world is trust. There's no lack of information. If somebody wants to lose weight, if somebody wants to gain weight, if somebody wants to deal with their health issue, the information is all there online, but what we don't know nowadays is who do we trust? And so when we talk about people knowing, liking, and trusting you, of those, the one that's most important is this idea around trust. So step number one.
Well, you've got to make some cool and helpful content that actually helps people and actually solves or starts to solve their problem.
Yeah.
So that you can be seen as that person who has got the information. Is credible and trusted and is the expert.
Yeah.
But you got to help people.
So there's a key thing there. What you want, the ultimate level of trust will come with this, is that when you get somebody a result before they even come into your practice, your level of authority, expertise, and trust will skyrocket. And so this can look like many different things. So you want to, again, it could be a blog post, an ebook, a special report. It could be a video. It could be a podcast like we're doing now. But you know, if I was a chiropractor, for instance, and let's just say that if I was, I actually am a chiropractor. Yeah. But let's just say that I really love looking after people with headaches. And one of the things that I've realized from, you know, 20 years of practice is that there tends to be kind of three components of the headaches. There's a structural component, the spine's out of alignment there too. There's an emotional and a stressful component because they're stressed and overwhelmed at work there too. And then there's a chemical component from the foods that they're eating. So of those three factors, when I'm dealing with people with headaches, I can start people on the path. I could give them, you know, eat more of these foods, eat less of these foods. Here's some ways to manage your stress. Try some breathing exercises. Try some stress management. I could give them some postural exercises to do. I could talk to them about setting up their desk, their workstation. I could talk about sleeping postures. all the things that I would do as if I had a headache patient come in and see me, all of those things I can actually go first with. So they don't have to come into my practice. Out of all the services that I offer my patients, the practice members, the only one I can't do online really is the adjustment. Like the rest of them I can give out. And when I give these out first and somebody starts to get some results, then my level of authority and trust goes through the roof. Now, the challenge is when people often hear this, like, well, if I get my person a result and their headache goes away, why would they even come and see me? What are your thoughts with that?
Well, I think it's actually a bit of a naive thought in that you need to be seen as that the expert. They're not going to know who you are unless you're out there giving great information and helping them. So if they don't come in, they're not coming in anyway, is one thing. But to lead with your best stuff just skyrockets that level of trust that they have with you to say, here's some great stuff. Here's some stuff that'll help you. Imagine how good it'd be if I came in and actually saw him.
Yes.
Imagine how good it is to actually get his hands on me or her hands on me or be in a consultation with that person. It must be amazing and they must get even greater results because we're giving whatever you're helping them with in these this helpful content is part of the story. It's part of the story, and you're always going to be letting people know that the extra benefits that it would be to come in and see you as a client or a patient.
And it would make sense that would possibly be one of the things that you would even address in the content that you're sharing.
Absolutely. It might be the four steps. One step would be that you might come in and see me.
Yeah. Look, you might say, look, what I want you to do is change your diet, manage your stress like this here. And if these aren't getting you the results, they're two of your headaches just decrease a little bit, then chances are that you've got the third component, and that is that your spine is out of balance. Now that, I wish I could show you how to do that over a video, but that's when what I'm going to suggest that you do is you come into the office and let us help you. You know, so by doing that, and the other great thing as a part of this too, as we often talk about, is that somebody doesn't even actually have to take the steps.
Yes.
But if you share the steps with them, step one, two, and three to help with whatever, if they go, that really makes sense that would actually help me out, I'm actually going to go in for some one-on-one support because we always value the one-on-one support. You know, we always want somebody to coach us through, or we often all think that we're a little bit different, that I will need that little bit extra support through there.
My case is special.
Yeah. Mm. So it's absolutely essential. We had a situation last year with one of the docs that we were coaching who was really, he was holding back on purpose. And as I was watching his video, he was going through teaching some stuff in around knees and how you can help your own knee pain. And I could see that he was specifically leaving stuff out. And that actually has the reverse effect. Mm-hmm. The reverse effect is instead of it building trust, it breaks down trust too. But the worst case scenario is that somebody in your community follows the steps that you shared in your video, or your blog, your ebook, and they get a result. Then you can bet that they're going to tell other people about it. So if they're at work and someone says, hey, listen, I'm after a naturopath or chiropractor, like, man, you should check this guy out. I downloaded his ebook. I watched his videos. Never been feeling better. If you're looking for somebody, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, so this idea of creating helpful content is really, really important. It's the foundation on which you'll start to build trust as well. So we, no doubt about it, we love video. And I mentioned before, if you know, you could certainly do this through a blog post. Could be creating articles, there's lots of different content, podcasts like we're doing now. Nothing will build authority and expertise and trust faster and with more ease than a video, because it's so,
you get to see so much of you. You know, you get to see our personality, our expression, our interest, our passion, not just obviously the words that we're saying. We know that communication is a whole lot more than the words we say, and what a great medium. And it's what everyone's doing.
Yes.
Everyone's got their phone. Everyone, we all do it. We're all watching videos every day. And so if we want to be where the people are, we need to be giving them information in the manner with which they're accustomed to consuming that information. Mm. And today, it's video.
Yeah.
And it's only still increasing.
Yeah.
And so if you're not making helpful videos that have people getting results, then you're behind now. You're starting from behind. So get to work.
I reread the stat again yesterday when I was putting some stuff together too, in terms of, you know, if somebody watches a video and then somebody reads the same information in text, they'll only retain 10% of what they did in the video. So for somebody to get a result, it's important that they retain the information that you share with them. So if you are committed to helping people in your community get a result, then video will actually help that a lot more. And there's been a really nice shift over, I think even over this last 12 months, with a couple of things around video that I think that makes it even easier for us than ever. So video went through this stage where it was difficult to do and the production values were really high. Everyone was getting fancy backgrounds. You know, we're just sitting in the couch in my office at the moment, but we have another little studio we often sit in front of. I've got backing and I've got lighting. I've got all of those kind of things there that we were doing these videos that were really highly edited. What we're seeing that works best with the docs that we're coaching now is a really simple shot on your iPhone. Make sure that you have, or whatever your personal device is, make sure you have good lighting. So we're not even using light. So if you're listening to this and you want to kind of come over to Adio Media, look under the podcast, you'll see what this video looks like. It's naturally big light out to the right side through here as well. So it's a well-lit room. And we've got a little microphone in front of us that we're using, but it's really easy. So if you're going to be making a video, keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Your personal device, get it on a tripod so it's still, get it in a well-lit room and make sure you've got good audio or get an external speaker from there as well. And your video doesn't need to be, you know, 3 to 5 minutes and probably closer to 3 minutes than it is to 5 minutes.
And I don't know if you touch on that, the concept of authenticity as well.
Yes.
You know, that it is a currency today. So don't be someone you're not, or don't be someone that you think you should be like, or someone that you think your community wants to hear from. People that are attracted to me want to hear from me. They don't want to hear from Angus. We have very different people that come and see us, even though we're similar personalities, but we've got these little nuances that are attractive to some people and repulsive to others. And so you want to really build on your authentic message delivered through your authentic self. And I can't encourage that enough. So don't make it contrived. Don't make it, you know, I could not sit here with my coffee because I think that a professional video doesn't have me drinking coffee, but it's a damn good coffee and I'm going to drink it. So, yeah.
The kind of conversations that you're having on your videos, and again, whatever the format is the same conversation that you would have if there was a patient sitting there. And so maybe one of the ways that you want to help out with this is have one of your staff people interview you. Like if they were sitting behind the camera and they were saying, hey, listen, Angus, I'm getting some headaches. What's some things that I could do to help with my headaches? And then I go, okay, well, first of all, this. And then second of all, you have probably had these conversations dozens, if not hundreds of times with patients each and every day. And first of all, you shouldn't be making a video about a topic that you don't have a level of confidence with anyway. So these are the conversations that you should be able to just wheel off. Imagine that you're just talking to a patient. Like that's where the most authenticity will come through. And you know, I think about Gary Vaynerchuk, and I mean, he's on the cussing and cursing and swearing and this, that kind of stuff, the two, and breaks so many of the rules of what people would think. And yet it's one of the fastest growing social media influencers that there is going around us, is Gary. So
because you either love him or you don't like him, you know.
Yeah, he's very polarizing. He's definitely not sitting on the fence there too. One of the frameworks we often suggest people start off with is a frequently asked question framework. Tell them about that.
So easy. We're all, as practitioners, we are constantly bombarded with the same questions over and over again. You could just about nail every question down into 20 of them, or 20 or 30 questions you get over and over again. What bed should I buy? What pillow should I buy? Ice or heat? What's the best exercise to stretch my lower back? You know, what is the go with gluten? Should I do this? Should I take that? What about magnesium? Like all these common questions that we're constantly asked on a daily basis. Write them down. Write them down next to your adjusting table or in your consultation room. Get a sheet of paper and write them down. Get your staff members to do it. And you'll be amazed. You'll get to what it would be, 20 or 30, and you go, I'm out. Great. There's your content. There's a year's worth of content. Ready to go. Pop that into a video. Gee, Tony here from Life Chiropractic. I'm often asked the question, what sort of pillow should I buy? Well, today's video, I'm going to share the three tips that you need to be doing every time you choose a pillow. Boom, there's your, there, and then you're going to deliver the content. When you look at it that way, we're being asked these questions, turn it around, share the answers in a helpful framework to help it easily digest. And then you've been cool and helpful.
Yeah. So Tony just did some really clever things there before. He worked through what we call a five-part video framework, of which is in the download that goes along with this episode here as well. So that introduction, he introduced himself. Hi, Tony here from wherever you're from here. And then he said, I often get asked the question, which works really great when it's the frequently asked questions. You know, if it wasn't a frequently asked question video, he could say, hey, Tony here from Life Chiropractic. In today's video, we're talking all about knee pain, foot pain. We're talking all about how to balance your hormones naturally. Whatever it is, you just introduce the topic. So that's part one, two, and three. Hi, introduce yourself, part one. Let them know where you're from there too. And then just introduce them to the topic from there as well. And then what Tony did, excuse me, choking here, he positioned the content in what we refer to as a hook, which he says, I'm going to go through three tips for choosing a pillow. So as opposed to just saying, hey, Tony here from Life Chiropractic, I'm often asked the question about how do I choose a pillow. Today's video, I'm going to talk to you all about it. Now, one of the things, if we want to get somebody to go from the start of a video all the way through your video, one of the strongest drives to getting somebody through that is this concept of curiosity. Curiosity is incredibly powerful in getting people to take action. And when Tony says, hey, listen, I'm going to take you through the three tips, or he could say the three secrets, three steps that go through, or he says, you know, I'm going to show you how to choose a pillow without having to spend hundreds of dollars. That's a framework or a hook there, which is how to get something good without something bad. That these frameworks are really powerful because they're very engaging and they're also really drive that curiosity as well. And then you just share your content. All right, tip number one, okay, is the type of material that you want to use. Tip number two, the size, those kind of things, whatever you're sharing there as well. So there are five parts there too. So part one, two, and three, all the introduction. Part four there is delivering the content. And if you want people watching all the way through, organize your content into a framework or with hooks, okay? So I touched on those before in terms of those. And in the handout, I give three or four different kind of hooks there as well. But there are, you know, three secrets to, you know, endless youth, or four steps, different sorts of hooks that we could use there too.
I think the other thing that does for my brain, anyway, is when information's delivered in a hook, I know that someone's going to have a plan, there's a sequence. If someone says, I'm going to show you, in this video, I'm going to tell you all I know about choosing a pillow. You go, oh, really? I don't want to know all you know about choosing a pillow. Yeah. I want to know it succinctly. And so for me, having it in that hook also says it's going to be concise. Mm-hmm. I haven't got enough time. I don't want to watch a 20-minute video on everything you know about pillows. I want to watch a 90-second video on the three important steps. And that can have people watching your video a lot more as well.
Yep. And then at the end of it is a call to action. So again, if we go back, one of the concepts that we talked about to begin with is having people know, like, and trust you. And we do that by providing high quality content. Then what we should be constantly doing is regularly creating and sharing high quality content and regularly inviting people into the office. Because depending on where they're at and what's going on for them at the time, now might not be the right time. You know, and simple little ways that we can invite them in the office. We can share our pillows, our pillow tips there, and we get to the end of it, say, hey, listen, if you're having problems with your back, your neck, one of the problems that comes about from the wrong pillow, if you would like some one-on-one guidance with us, then come on into the office. We've been looking after people in the Port Melbourne community for the last 20 years, and we get a hell of a kick out of helping people get healthier and stronger and better balanced. Office number is 9646-1414. Until next week, have a great week.
Bring your pillow in.
Yes. You know, we're inviting them in there. There's a call to action. So many of the call to actions should be just a flat-out invitation into your practice. But some of the call to actions need to be perhaps a little softer as well. So some softer ones could be.
Softer ones might be, you know, like we have a checklist, you know, download our checklist. Or it might be, you know, we've got some other great videos on our Facebook page. Why don't you go on over to and like our Facebook page, or check us out on YouTube, or maybe tell me what sort of pillow do you think is the best, or have you found to be the best for you? Comment down below and we'll get back to you. You know, comments, likes, shares, do this, do that.
Shares are important because you know, a share is an opportunity. It's a digital referral. In fact, same as a like there. When somebody hits that like, what they're telling their friends and their newsfeed is that this is good quality content. So when you've gone ahead and delivered great content and you've shown somebody how to get a result, then it makes sense for you to ask them or instruct them, invite them with what to do next. And again, if you want them to share the video, then say, hey, listen, I'm so frustrated with how many people have the wrong pillow. And it's, as you can see from this video, it's absolutely not rocket science. Can you please hit the share button down beneath through here? Once people start to understand this information, they're going to start to sleep better and you name it from there too. So please help me get this message out to people over the, you know, throughout the community as well. So that's how we could authentically you know, the share button through there is get them to kind of do that as well.
The golden rule is it's just got to make sense.
Mm.
The call to action's got to make sense. So if it's going through some information that it just makes sense that it should be an invitation to come into practice, don't hold back. Do it. Mm. Get people in. You know, you're going to be able to help them a whole lot more. They're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. It's win-win-win.
Done. So we've talked our way through a two-step process, okay? So step number one is you're going to start to create some helpful content. What kind of content we're going to create? Content that actually helps somebody get a result, a step closer to the health outcome that they want. It can be any kind of content. It can be an ebook, a video, a podcast. We love videos for all the reasons that we talked about as well. A frequently asked question is a great framework for you to come up with content. And then we talked a little bit, introduced you to that kind of five-part video framework. So if you're linking, how do I put a video together that's engaging, that'll actually help to build that knowing, liking, trusting, then that's the framework. And so all of that, the companion that goes along with this too, you'll find at adiomedia.com/2steps. Okay, so there's a whole bunch of all of that that'll kind of work you through step by step. Mm. In fact, it dives in even a little deeper than we have here. Any final thoughts?
Step two. Because we haven't talked about the two-step process. We've talked about one step.
We've talked about one step.
The first step is to obviously create the content.
That's step one.
Helpful content, step one. Step two, Angus.
Yeah, share it. There you go.
Boost it.
My coffee, yeah. So what you want to do is step two.
Pay for it.
Well, even before that, get it out onto social media.
Yeah.
So get it out onto wherever it is. Instagram and Facebook are the biggies. That's certainly where you want to start with those two there. The challenge with this, as Tony kind of, you know, led us towards, is that it's very hard for people to see our content because their news feeds are so incredibly busy. So you're going to need to boost that. You want to start to pay to have your content in that content river so it's flowing around again and again and again. And this is a process that is really, really easy. I know in the early days when I started paid advertising on social media, it was a bit overwhelming until you get in there. The boosted post allows us to pick out people within a small radius of our practice, which is where most of the time we want to be. Most of the people that come and see us.
Local businesses.
Are local people. You know, they're in our neighborhood. They're in our, you know, within a kind of 10 mile, 15 kilometer kind of radius as well. So, shall I step them through the process?
Let's exactly do it. How we Absolutely. Go for it.
So, you've put your video up. You've posted organically on Facebook. Okay. Down the bottom right-hand corner is a little button there that says Boost. Hit that. And there are then multiple options that you can choose from. But there's only three that we're going to muck around with. Okay. We're going to choose our audience. And we're going to choose our budget. And then the first time that you've set this up, you'll have to put in your payment details as well, which is basically a credit card. Okay. So scroll down there and there's a little heading there that says audience. And there's three different choices underneath there. Now, inside the handout, guys, I've got screenshots of this. It'll walk you through this step by step by step. And what you want to choose is basically a custom audience there. So people you choose through targeting. It's the very first option there. And when you click that button, what's going to pop up is a map. Okay. And a map will pop up, and then what you could do is you could individually choose all the suburbs. So I'm here in Port Melbourne, the surrounding suburbs, I could go send it to people in Port Melbourne, South Melbourne, Richmond, all those kind of things there too. Or I could just type in Port Melbourne, and underneath it is a little slider bar, and it says it's 25 miles is what the default is. I drag that back to 10 miles. There's no point in me putting my advert, because I know very few people are likely to come and see me from 25 miles away. I live in a highly dense inner city area. People are not going to travel that far to come and see me. Now, do I have the occasional person? Yes. But I know if I just keep that to 10 miles, okay? Step number one, we're going to choose our audience. That's the first part of that. Then you're going to go down to budget. Does that make sense about the audience stuff?
It does.
Yeah, okay. Look, in fact, inside of that, there are two other bits and pieces I often get some questions for as well. Is underneath audience, there's also all men or women. The vast majority of your posts, I'm going to suggest that you just keep it on all, okay? So that'll mean it'll go to men and women and anyone who doesn't rate themselves as that, anything kind of in between there also. And then the other option it's going to ask you to do is to choose an age range. Now, if your video is a video, for instance, that's about athletes, and particular that you're focused on, you know, people playing football or tennis, and you're focusing it towards a younger audience, then choose that. Or, you know, if you're particularly, it's a geriatric type sort of one that you're choosing, then you might want to kind of bring that age range in a little bit as well. But if you just left that age range even wide open, I don't think it's going to affect your results all that much. As a general rule for the practice here, I bring mine into an age range between 30 and 50. The vast majority of the people that come and see us tend to be in that age range. So under audience, okay, we're going to choose where are they from. Just choose your suburb and slide the slider across to 10 miles, okay? Leave it on all for men and women for what gender they are. And then also the final question was age. I put mine between 30 and 50, but again, you could leave that wide open and Facebook does a great job. The big thing here is to make sure that you choose your location. Once you've done that, we've got a budget. There's two parts for you to choose in the budget, because down underneath there, I think it's a day, a week, and a month. So click the week button and then put $7 in the budget. So we just want to spend $1 a day. Now, for most of you, $1 a day will have your video reach anywhere between 300 and 1,000 people, which is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
People in your community for $1. Like when Tony and I started working, we would often do lots of mail drops. And for me to mail drop 5,000 people in the area through here would cost me about $2,500 to $4,000, depending on who I went through. So here, you know, I can get my content in front of these, and there's no guarantee they're going to read my flyer. Yes, it got into their letterbox, but didn't guarantee that they were going to read it. But here for $1, if I can reach 300 people, and again, each day, so over 10 days, $10, I can reach 3,000 people. It is outstanding at just how effective this can be, particularly when you let it and you play the long game, is that this is something that you're prepared to spend $7 every week for the next 52 weeks. What's your 52 times? What's that? $364. Okay. If you are prepared to spend that, then the results from that kind of consistency, particularly if you've really followed step one and you're really providing good quality content, your results will be outstanding.
Outstanding. And they just snowball as well, don't they? Because then more people get to know, like, and trust. Then more people are liking and sharing and enjoying your great content and referring it on and telling other, like, just like in practice. A new patient comes in from Google, they refer their mum in, then they refer their cousin and auntie and the chicks from tennis and all that sort of stuff. So it just snowballs the results from then. And you get this beautiful momentum going with it. And when you get really confident and great at creating the new content, there's just constant content going out. $1 a day, you'll be killing it.
Yeah.
And I always like to say that still, if you don't do it, someone else down the road will be doing it. There's still a great opportunity for this, folks, to be putting great content out there, because it is the serious minority of practitioners that are doing it.
It will be a matter of that person that gets in first will be the one that gets the most out of it. But as far as kind of brick and mortar businesses and small businesses, which is what we are, like we forget about that. I'm like, no, I'm a chiropractor. Yeah, you're a small business. That's how it works. And whilst there are loads of people that are really knocking it out of the park online with digital businesses as well, none of us brick and mortar businesses are really following this. So there's nothing complicated that I went through. So you might want to listen to this episode a couple of times and download the report that goes along with it. Whatever that word is.
It's a download.
It's a download. I'm trying to think compendium. Is that a word?
Isn't a compendium something that you open up like a book?
I don't know, but I think we're both showing a lot of the world, particularly how stupid I am. Anyway, I don't know whether it's a book that opens up for me. Companion, I think, is what I'm... Companion? It's a companion document that goes along with it. That's a word.
It's a download.
Yes, it's all there. Because what I've done is I've done little screenshots of what the Facebook thing looks like at each stage to work your way through that as well. Now I think we've gone through
the two-step. We have gone through the two-step process. And hopefully... Geez. You've got some stuff out of that and you can get to work. And yes, it takes a bit of work, but once you do this a few times, it becomes a no-brainer. And then it's just something you can pump out and pump out to be seen as the community influencer, the go-to person, helping your community get better health results. And that's what we're all about.
Yeah. So if you've got any questions about this, then head on over to any of our social media platforms, ask Tony and I a question through there, or you know, you can head on over to Adio Media. There's an opportunity for you to reach out and be a part of this too. So loads of information in there too. And then also it would be amiss of us not to let you know about our community influencer program. So we have a beautiful membership site, and by beautiful, it's really the culture that's within it of like-minded, complementary health practitioners that are really committed to making a difference to their community and are wanting to learn this idea of patient attraction online. They're wanting to work out how can I, take a message from one-to-one-to-one to many. Many of them are, wanting to put together online digital courses. Many of them are just wanting to know how can I fill my practice with people and have associates and all those kind of things going there too. So the community influencer is basically digital marketing for us as health practitioners. So we've gone through one video framework for you today. We talk about the frequently asked questions. There are 17 different frameworks that we talk about inside of there as well. We shared what we call a four-part community distribution plan. Boosting your post there is just one part of that. So when you start to add these other three components onto it and understand about retargeting, and I promise you, all this stuff is just as simple as what I've just shared with you now. When you can watch the videos and the trainings and pause and start and fill out the handouts, talk with the other people inside of there as well. And then on top of that too, for all the people that are inside of Community Influencer, you have one-on-one coaching access to Tony and I. So we set up a private email thread with you where you can be emailing us, asking us questions. We can be coaching you every single day. And then if you want one-on-one video support there, then once a month we can get online with you, coach you through your structure of your videos and stuff like that. But every day you can be emailing us as well. So that's all Community Influencer. So adiomedia.com/CI is where you'll see there too. And at the time that we're recording this too, that's $97 a month. If you follow the steps inside of that, if you aren't attracting multiple new patients from it, then let us know because we'll give you a refund. I mean, that's our promise from it inside of there too, is you've got 30 days to get in and check all that out as well. So anything else?
Absolutely. No, I think that sums it up really, really well. Don't forget to download this companion document at /2 steps. Join us in the Community Influencer. We'd love to have you in there. Hopefully your magnificence, your passion and your enthusiasm for people and your practice will be full of wonderful, amazing human beings.
Go well. See you soon.
See ya.